There's more grist for the mill in the case of Britain's discredited tabloid News of the World. New documents show the newspaper engaged in what some are calling industrial-scale spying. And tomorrow, Rupert Murdoch's son, James, faces yet another grilling before the British Parliament. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London.
Following someone is legal, and in London, a lot of celebrities are pretty used to being trailed by paparazzi looking for scandal, a perfect shot, or both. But new revelations about who News of the World's private investigator was following and why are raising new concerns.
It's absolutely terrifying to think that somebody can be watching you, following you around, doing your everyday things, and you haven't got a clue that they're there.
You don't know this woman, and that's the point. The woman was followed by Derek Webb, a former police officer. He was hired by the now-defunct newspaper to do the job in 2010. She's the ex-wife of a lawyer who was representing victims of the newspaper's illegal practice of hacking into people's voicemail. The lawyer, Mark Lewis, says the surveillance was aimed at his entire family in an attempt to find a way to discredit him.
It's horrific, but it was more horrific that it was my family, my children, my daughters were being infiltrated, that people were watching them, taking pictures of them. It shouldn't happen. It just shouldn't happen.
Derek Webb told the BBC that over the last several years, he followed more than 100 people for the paper. They include Princes William and Harry, their girlfriends, politicians, sports stars, and even the parents of actor Daniel Radcliffe.
They employed my services more and more. So I was getting work from them, and they were very satisfied with the work. I chose to go down this route because they actually asked me and they requested that I do this work. I was never going to stop doing the work. The only stop came when the News of the World closed.
Let go without compensation, Webb is now telling his story. And his targets are only now discovering they were being followed, filmed and photographed. Also on the list is a Member of Parliament, Tom Watson. Documents obtained by the BBC show Watson became a target in 2009. It was just days after he questioned an executive from News International about phone hacking during a parliamentary committee hearing.
I think it shows an utterly relentless and ruthless organisation, clearly highly politicised, who would stop at nothing to try and cover this case up. And it's yet another revelation that I think will shock people when they get to know what it means.
Former News of the World features editor Jewel Stenson never worked with Webb, but he defends the practice of surveillance.
Investigative journalism is messy. The first sort of goal of a big investigation is actually to find the people that you're chasing, the crooks, the villains. They're not on the electoral roll.
But few, if any, of the people Derek Webb followed could be labelled as crooks or villains. That doesn't make it easy for News International to defend itself. It has released a short statement admitting to the surveillance and noting that it is legal. Still, it concedes last year's spying on lawyers and their families is deeply inappropriate and not condoned by any current company executives. That would seem to include James Murdoch. He'll be before members of Parliament tomorrow, recalled over apparent inconsistencies in earlier evidence he gave about phone hacking. Now, Murdoch's likely to face even more pointed questions about whether and how his employees tried to discredit anyone they considered an enemy. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.